Blog Talk Radio.
Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week, we come together to engage on Life's Highway, where we are on a divine journey in which I believe truly that God is the light illuminating our path, guiding each and every step along the way, directing us and redirecting us as He feels fit to do so. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. Hashtag I'm for you. I am for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey. And this is truly for the purpose of you fulfilling your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you each week. The blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimony and or their areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series, which has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and ultimately live your dreams. If you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available online. Visit www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 letter U. blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia for you. On our last show installment of Motivational Mondays, we shared a rich dialogue with our in-studio guest, Wilma Berry, who had a beautiful, we share truly a beautiful reflection from Azusa Fest and her keys to living a balanced life. On today's broadcast of Motivational Mondays, it's time to shape up and win. We trust you have had an enjoyable day in your endeavors and truly appreciate you sharing this hour of empowerment with us. Happy Memorial Day. Today we honor the memory of service members and their families who have sacrificed to protect the freedom we enjoy. Our theme for today's installment of Motivational Mondays is, are you willing to die for your vision? Are you willing to die for your vision? Allow me to set up the framework of today's broadcast. Coach Adams will lay the foundation around our subject, and we are going to be getting into shape to win. Then at about halfway in our broadcast thereabouts, we will open our programming up for you, our global listening audience, to participate, at which time we welcome your questions and comments. This will lend to an interactive environment. We encourage you to listen in, and we ask that you truly, when we open the lines up, that you simply chime in. So if any questions or statements or comments come up, jot them down on your laptops, your desktops, your iPads, your smartphones, your tablets. Before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a brief moment to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you, that you are sharing where you are with family and friends, and we ask that you write on someone's Facebook wall, send a tweet, a text, a gram, a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon, do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We extend our gracious thanks for your support with expanding our outreach. Today, no matter where you may be on your journey, our Shape Up series is about achieving greater results personally and professionally. The question raised as we honor the memory of those who have sacrificed to protect the freedoms we enjoy is, are you willing to die for your vision? Memorial Day is a federal holiday, of course, in the United States for remembering the people who died while serving in the country's armed forces. They die for the vision to live. That vision is they die for the vision for freedom. Do you know that it's been stated that the total number of Americans killed in all U.S. wars is more than, hold on to your seat. When I saw this number, I was really thrown off guard because the numbers are staggering. More than 1.1 million, more than 1.1 million Americans have been killed in all U.S. wars. And it's important to put their sacrifice into a broader perspective, and the sacrifice will continue. If you don't know someone that's in the armed forces, it's easy to get lost, and we come together and we celebrate Memorial Day. But for most, it's about getting the good barbecue and hanging out at the beach and being at the park. But we need to understand that there was a great price that was paid, a great sacrifice that was paid for one to enjoy the freedom of enjoying a beautiful day. For example, here in California, I can't speak about where you are around the globe and your nation and your region, what the weather is like. But here in California, it is absolutely beautiful. We're having a beautiful California day. Earlier today, we had a little bit of an overcast, but the overcast is burned off. The sun is out, and we're enjoying some beautiful weather. And we're enjoying this beautiful weather as we honor those that have sacrificed and their lives. It cost them their lives. When they signed up and said yes to the armed forces, the reality was that it may cost you your life. We can talk about other areas of service that it costs their lives. We're talking today in memory of, you know, Memorial Day, in memory of those that have served in our U.S. forces, but we can speak about police officers, firefighters. I can go on and on with those industries that they know my job may cost me my life, and yet they say yes. And so, again, it's important to put the sacrifices that individuals make into the right perspective. And that brings me to today's subject, because I want you to process around as it relates to, as you know, for Coach Adams, it always comes back to purpose. What is that reason that you have been created? Why have you been placed on this planet? And I have a question for you to process around. Have you found that one pearl of great price? Have you found that one pearl of great price? And for those that have found that one pearl of great price, are you willing to fight for it? Are you willing to do what is needful, do what's required to sacrifice? Are you willing to die for it? Is the reality of what the question is that's raised? Because each of us has to ask that question. You know, when a mother gives birth to a child, the reality is she has to be willing to cross that possible threshold of death. She goes to near death to bring that life forth. And I want us to, as we are celebrating and honoring in memory of those that have lost their lives, I wanted to take this opportunity to honor a man who I don't know, but I found it interesting that Richard Arvine Overton, he is the oldest living veteran. He is 110 plus years old. 110 plus years old. He is the oldest verified surviving American veteran. Isn't that amazing? It's like, wow. You know, to live 110 years, and what a legacy that he is a surviving veteran, and he has, I'm sure, many stories to share. And so as we celebrate and honor those that have sacrificed, I wanted to give honor to, can't give honor to everyone and every name, but I at least wanted to honor Richard Arvine Overton for being the oldest verified surviving American veteran. And so we give honor to him for sacrificing and the willingness to give his life. He didn't have to give his life, but he was willing to do so, the great sacrifice that he made to serve our country. As we continue in today's broadcast here on Motivational Mondays, presented by Inspired Media for You, I challenge you right where you are to make that determination and to process around this question. Are you willing to do whatever is required of you? Have you found that one pearl of great price? Are you willing to sacrifice whatever is needful for that one pearl of great price? What's interesting is that when referencing this one great pearl, this one pearl of great price, you know, God's word, and as many of you know as a believer, and regardless of what your position may be, that God's word, the Bible, is my roadmap. And so Matthew 13:46 speaks to this pearl of great price, and it speaks to this one pearl of great price. And, you know, it's interesting because I always get back to us really zoning in and not being a jack of all trades, but being a master. And so I find it interesting that there is this reference to one pearl of great price, not many pearls, but just simply one pearl of great price, that we would be willing to sell everything for it. Understanding and recognizing, it gives us that this willingness to give up everything for it. And everything we would be willing to give up for it so that we can obtain it. This really speaks to its value. So recognizing that it is more valuable than anything else we can have. And for Coach Adams, for me, that is a life of purpose. And it is a life of purpose that each and every one of us, and you may be saying, wow, Coach Adams, I've heard you say bits and pieces of this in the past, and yes, you have, and that is my heart. And so oftentimes my message comes back to this because that is my cause. You know, many weeks ago we spoke about what is your cause, understanding that why and that great cause. And for me, it is this circling around purpose, this circling around one's assignment, this circling around why we were created. Because when I think about this Memorial Day and I think about those that lost their lives, you know, when someone says yes, especially today, you know what you're getting into, and yet still individuals say yes. They don't say yes thinking, I will not be killed. They have to say yes, understanding it may cost me my life. And when they say yes, their family has to say yes with them, understanding that one day they may get the call or the knock on the door that says your loved one has died in battle. And so what is it that you would be willing to die for? Many of us, we're speaking of dying, it's a figurative dying in that we have to be willing to sacrifice. We have to be willing to lay aside something. We have to be willing to grow in greater discipline. We have to be willing to sacrifice our time. For many of us, it's a willingness of sacrificing our resources. It is this great sacrifice, this sacrifice for a greater vision, for a bigger cause, for something beyond ourselves. And that something beyond ourselves is to fulfill the reason why each and every one of us was created. So when we're talking about this reference of dying, we again are making a reference to sacrificing. Will I sacrifice? Will I let other things in my life go so that ultimately the vision can in fact live? And that is this great cost. That is for that one pearl of great price. Are you willing to lay aside the weight, the heaviness of those things that would prevent you? See, many of us, we are not achieving our goals because we're not willing to sacrifice. We want it. Yes, we want it. Woohoo! I want to be successful. But we only want it if it comes easy. And when we're talking about this process of dying, we're talking about this process of life being taken. And you know, it's interesting because, again, it gets back to my roadmap that we are to be dead men and dead women walking. And so what does a dead man or woman want and desire? Absolutely nothing. See, our lives are designed that it is about letting the lesser things die. Those lesser things are those things that are all about feeding our flesh. When I want to relax, it's about I want to be in my comfort zone. Don't mess with me. I'm chilling. I'm in my comfort zone. And, you know, those that have achieved great success, I'm not saying that they don't have those moments of relaxing and being in their comfort zone, but they are individuals that are disciplined. When you think about someone in the armed forces, they are individuals that are disciplined. They are individuals that have learned to sacrifice. They are individuals that have learned to let the lesser thing die. Those that have said yes to serving in the country's armed forces are disciplined individuals. They've learned the significance and the importance of discipline. letting the lesser things die so that greater can live. And it's all about that gratification. See, many of us, we carry extra weight, Coach Adams included, go up and down, you know, because I have a passion for food and I enjoy my food and I have to constantly recenter and refocus myself because I don't have, I'm growing it. I don't want to say I don't. I'm continuously now growing in the habits that will allow me to be successful in this area, but I didn't have those habits initially. You know, certain cultures, they learn the significance of working out, and they learn the significance of eating healthy, and I'm just using this as an example, and other cultures don't learn that. So we do what we know, and we're a product of that path, but we can change that path. And so as we're talking about letting the lesser things die, it's those bad habits that would prevent us from the fullness of our purpose. It's those bad habits that would hinder us. Procrastination is a bad habit. If we learn to properly plan, now I'm understanding the importance of time management. I'm letting the lesser things, that past habit of procrastination, to die so that I can grow in this habit of planning so that the vision can live. And that's why I said at the start of this time together on Memorial Day, as we honor those that have lost their lives, are you willing, what are you willing to allow to die so that your vision can live? Your vision being your goals, your vision being your dream. What is it that you've been dreaming about? What is it that you have been hoping for? And you've gotten frustrated because you haven't experienced the results that you would desire. One of the things that Coach Adams has learned is that it's important to always take ownership and responsibility, that when I'm not getting the results that I desire, I step back and start to reassess. It's not someone else's fault. I reassess, okay, where do I need to shift? Where do I need to sacrifice more for the vision to live? And so I want to encourage you today that there may be times when you may have to say no to the party, the function at the junction, so that you can focus on your vision, so that you can focus on achieving your dreams. You may have to get up an extra hour and sacrifice so that you can do what is required to see the results that you desire. And so that's why I keep coming back to, how much are you willing to sacrifice? What are you willing to die to? Because it's this dying and putting aside these things that would hinder you. We all know what they are. You know, if I start gaining weight, I know that I got out of discipline. I know the three things that got me there: overweight, no movement, eating late, not enough water. And so I know where I need to shift if I'm getting out of balance in that area, to recenter and refocus, to regain my discipline. And so I want you to know that you have to be okay with self-assessing and evaluating and being honest and true with where you are on your journey. It's easy to want to point the finger and say, it's somebody else's fault, it's because of this, it's because of that. No, we have to take responsibility and ownership. This journey that we're on, if we, and I did this little video recently, and I was talking about it. I had this, you know, moment of being in Union Station. And it made me realize that in life, it's not enough to, quote, unquote, be in the station. I couldn't just be in Union Station and expect to get to the destination. I have to get on board the train. And life requires that if you're going to get the results, you have to participate. It requires that you do something. And so figuratively speaking, in honor and in memory of those that have sacrificed on this Memorial Day, we're talking about what is it that you will be willing to die for? Because they died for the vision, and many will continue to die for the vision of our freedoms that we take so lightly and that we enjoy every day. Some die for a different cause. We can speak about 9/11, for an example. The individuals, the bombers that were associated with 9/11, they were on a death mission. They were willing to die for their vision. And so as we hear today on Motivational Mondays, we process around as we're getting into shape as it relates to our visions and our dreams and our goals becoming a reality, moving to the next level, we have to ask the question, am I willing to die for it? Am I willing, when we're saying I'm willing to die, we're saying I'm willing to sacrifice, understanding that it will cost me something. It may cost me time. It may cost me resources. It's going to cost me energy. It may cost me learning some new habits. It may cost me going back to school. It may cost you various things. But are you passionate enough? Is there a strong, compelling emotion that is so strong on the inside that even when the adversity comes, I mean, imagine if you will, if someone was on the battlefield at a crucial time in a war and they said, oh, it's too difficult, let me just turn around and walk away. They can't. They don't have that option. They have to stay there to the bitter end. And some make it back and some do not. What will you do as it relates to your vision, as it relates to your fight, your press for your goal? Will you press through to the bitter end or will you quit right when it gets difficult? You throw in the towel because you can no longer bear this difficulty. And if there is a yes to that, I would challenge you, Coach Adams would challenge you to say, maybe you have not truly found just yet that price, that pearl, that one pearl of great price, that you're willing to pay the cost and you recognize the value. For example, Coach Adams always likes to share, but be vulnerable and share and connect it with my journey. You know, I don't want to bore you because I know I say this often and many of you have heard it, but I have an extensive background in real estate. And now being on the other side, wow, I have to tell you that there is absolutely nothing like the journey that I'm on and have been on now going into my 11th year of full-time independence. And I have to tell you, the freedom of living a life of purpose, yes, there have been a lot of sacrifices. And those in my life can tell you it has not been an easy journey. But I feel confident and assured that I have found that one pearl of great price that I'm willing to sell it all for, that I know it's worth fighting for because of the value of it. To have this opportunity here on Motivational Mondays to sow into your life, to support you in getting some nuggets, support you in being empowered on your journey. If I assist just one person in making that connection with their purpose, if I assist just one person in motivating and inspiring them and provoking them to the next level on their journey. It's all worth it. Why? Because I am doing my assignment. And figuratively speaking, yes, I am willing to die for it. So Coach Adams is not asking you to evaluate and ask yourself that question without the willingness to say and be vulnerable and say, yes, I am living it myself. I'm willing to do it, continue to do it when it hasn't been easy, when the money has been there, not been there. More often than not, I'm paying to do what I do. But it is truly that one pearl of great price. And that is really what it boils down to, and what purpose and living a life of purpose is all about. That is when you can say, yes, I'm willing to die for it because I love it. I'm willing to die for it because I see the cause in it. I see the purpose in it. I'm passionate about it. What is it that you are so passionate about? That's the first question. And then the other thing is, on the flip side of that, what is it that you have to sacrifice in order for your vision to live? I'm sacrificing some of the things in this season, some of the material things, for my vision to live because I'm pouring into the resources into the vision. And those on the outside may not understand it, and those on the, you know, on the outside looking in, I tell people all the time, my little slogan in this season, don't cry for me, Argentina. Why? Because I'm making these decisions. Oh, it would be easy to just say, forget it, throw in the towel. I have skills. I can go and get a corporate position and get out of the financial press at times and just say, forget it. But I know I can't. And I can't because it is this one pearl of great price. I know it's it. And so for you, have you found it? That you are willing to give up everything for it. Willing to give up everything to obtain it. You recognize that it is far more valuable than anything else you could ever have. That is what a journey of purpose is all about. That is what a journey of finding a cause and purpose means. That when you can say yes, knowing it may cost me my life, figuratively speaking, and in some cases, like our service members, it's cost them their lives. As we stated at the top of the hour, more than 1.1 million have lost their lives in American wars. That's a lot of individuals. For one vision, one cause, and that is a freedom. For me, I'm grateful for the freedom to be able to do what I do, and figuratively it may cost me something. I got to sacrifice and die to things, but it doesn't cost me my natural life. It has not cost me my natural life. And that's what we need to evaluate. And so as we come to this time in our broadcast, I want to invite you, our global listening audience, to participate. Have you gotten anything from what we're speaking on today? Has anything struck a chord? Can you relate? Do you have any questions or comments? Are you struggling? Let's talk about it. Let's really engage and talk about it. This is the time in our program when we invite you to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. To interact and engage, press 1 on your telephone keypad. If you're on your computer device, you would need to dial in, and the number to call in is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. Again, press 1 to be added to the host queue. Meanwhile, we will continue our discussion. And I want to say to those of you that are listening in today, thank you for your sacrifice. You know, I was sharing this weekend with my Winner Circle group, my Shape Up Winner Circle group. I said, you know, vision doesn't know the bounds of holidays. Vision, it exists with or without a holiday. And so I honor those of you that are tuning in today, that you are still focused on your vision, that you are still committed to in the midst of a holiday. And it's not an attack, of course. Please don't misunderstand what Coach Adams is saying. For those that are out enjoying this beautiful day, you should enjoy the day. We should take that time off. You know, we can't press it through all the time. But I say that a vision doesn't know bounds in that it continues, if we continue to feed it, it continues to live. And so I want to continue to encourage you, and I honor you, those that are here that have tuned in today for your weekly dose of motivation and inspiration. You know, I found a cute little quote that I posted today with the information from Motivational Mondays here on Inspired Media for You, and I thought it was so apropos because it spoke about starting out the week. It says, if you start Monday on a positive note, it'll be easier to keep the negativity away for the week. How many of us can just say, yes, I need to start my week out on a positive note? Life continues to happen. Stuff continues to, you know, come against me. I need some positivity because when I saw this, I really got it to a different level because I understand that, of course, there's great significance in whatever we give our attention to or lend our members to, that there is a spirit of that that will live in us. And so if we give our focus and lend our focus to negativity, negativity is what we are giving life to. You know, that's that process of being a pessimist versus an optimist versus a pessimist. You know, the pessimist, their glass is always half empty. And I learned this so significantly from an associate that I had many years ago. I mean, I don't care what was going on in this individual's life, and others on the outside looking in would be like, oh, my gosh, you have it so good. And this person could always find the negativity. And so they were constantly giving life to the negativity. And so I want to encourage you that this is a great place to come, to be empowered, specifically associated with your journey. And know that your resident empowerment coach is in session, and I always welcome you interacting, engaging, making a comment. Don't be shy. This is our time together, and I want to continue to grow in my bonded relationship with you, and I want to hear from you, our global listening audience. Let us know if there are topics that you would like to have us tackle here on Motivational Mondays, because this platform is not about Coach Adams just coming and giving information. I trust the information you're getting has truly been a benefit to you and that it is beneficial. But I want it to be a richness of what you need right where you are on your journey. So don't be shy as it relates to that, and know that for that purpose, we have established and set up a Facebook Motivational Mondays form. It's a group, and so you can visit coachadams.com. If you're not already a part of my network, please add yourself to my database. That keeps you in a loop of happenings, and as well, through the contact page, you can make the connection with my social networks and to be able to link up with our Facebook Motivational Mondays form and keep the dialogue going. Make comments there, ask questions there, give show topics there, and so on and so forth. So as we continue in today's broadcast here on Motivational Mondays, again, we want you to know, don't be shy, that our phone lines are open. This is the time in our broadcast when we invite you, our global listening audience, to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host, 1 on your telephone keypad. If you're on your electronic device, your computer, your iPad, your tablet, you need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374, and press 1 to add yourself to the host queue. What have we talked about so far in today's broadcast? Well, what we have discussed is that we're talking about what is it that you're willing to die for? And we bring this in and we connect this with what today is, and that is Memorial Day, that those that have served our country, we're honoring them. We're honoring the memory of those who have sacrificed to protect the freedoms that we enjoy. And so the question that was raised on today's installment of Motivational Mondays, as we're continuously getting into shape to win with our vision and our dreams and our goals personally and professionally, the question on the table is, are you willing to die for your vision? And when we're talking about dying, we're saying, are you willing to sacrifice? Are you willing to put some things aside? Are you willing to let some lesser things, some bad habits die so that greater good habits can live for the sake of your vision to now be birthed? And we said that it's a participatory journey. You have to participate for it to happen. And so understanding that whatever your vision is, whatever your dreams are, whatever your goals are, I'm hopeful that you would find that one pearl of great price. That one pearl of great price. That when you make that connection, as I often use the analogy, it's like a square peg trying to fit into a round hole. There's friction. It's not the right space in which it was created. But, oh, when you find that square hole for that square peg or that round hole for that round peg, there is the synergy that happens because it's in the right position. You know, I like the Superman movies, and I remember watching the latest Superman movie, and I watched it a number of times. And this one particular scene where there was this little, it was almost like a diamond that had to fit into this hole, and until it was positioned in the right place, it would not go into that space. And there was little sparks that would happen when it wasn't turned exactly how it should be turned in order to go in this space. And it was clear as looking at it that it was designed for this, but it was about finding that right position. And then once that right position happened, it was likened to, you know, today when you go to a hotel, they have the key card, and the key card makes that connection with the lock. It was almost like that, that there was this synergy that happened. And so that is what we're talking about, that when we make that right connection associated with that one pearl of great price, not 50 million pearls, not 10 pearls, not all of, but that one pearl of great price. You know, when you know that you know that you've connected with it, you have such a great passion and fire for it. And that is one of the ways that you would assess and check in to determine if I've made that right connection, because you need to assess your passion base. I often get the question, well, coach, what about if I have kind of, you know, feel like I've lost my fire for it? I'll often say you need to step back and reevaluate. Because, for example, with Coach Adams, and I say this using me, but I know this to be true for others in their areas of expertise those that have connected truly with their passion. I can go on and on with story after story, but I want to make it real for me, and it's not abstract, but I'm able to be vulnerable and transparent with you, that I cannot turn the coach off. I can't turn her off. She is there. She's a part of my DNA. She shows up in different formats, like being that Coach Adams has a full circle of empowerment. Motivational Mondays is one of the platforms. 4 hours of power, our Shape Up Twice a Year workshop is another platform. So she may show up on different platforms, but who she is always comes forth. And I say that to encourage you that whatever that one pearl of great price is, there's such a fire burning on the inside of you. Many of us ignore the fire because it doesn't seem like I can do it. It's too big. It's too great. It's whatever you may perceive it to be. But I want you to know that until you make that connection, like I was sharing with you, the illustration from Superman and that little key for the computer system, that there will always be friction. There will be sparks until you make that right connection. But when you make that right connection, there is a synergy. It does not mean that life will be without challenges. That's not what Coach Adams is saying. But there will be such a fire on the inside that in spite of, you may want to, in your humanity, because things get difficult, because the money is not there, because of the challenges, whatever it is, but there's something burning on the inside that you can't put it down. And that's what we're talking about. And so with that, when there is such a fire, such a passion on the inside, now if I need to make adjustments so that I get closer to the mark on this journey, I will sacrifice. I'm willing to die to certain things. Many of us, our dreams, our visions, our goals, they don't manifest because we don't want it enough. We're not willing to fight for it enough. Figuratively, we're not willing to die. We want everything to be easy. And believe me, I get it. I understand, because we're in a world today, this microwavable society, that everything is about quick, fast, and in a hurry. And so, yeah, we want it quick, fast, and in a hurry. And when it doesn't happen quickly, many of us, we will step away. But then we're stepping away and our lives are not fulfilled because we have not connected with that right zone, that right space that we were created for. So now we're just going through life existing, but there's no fulfillment. There is no peace. There's such unrest. And so I want to encourage you, whatever it is that gives you great joy and brings you passion, that it is likely that that is probably that one pearl of great price. And I want to encourage you to do whatever you need to do. Have the willingness to give up everything else if that's what you need to do to obtain it, because in that you will find the greatest fulfillment. Why? Because that is your assignment. And life is about each and every one of us fulfilling our assignment. My assignment may not be the same as your assignment, but we were each created for an assignment. And today we celebrate being Memorial Day. Those individuals who their assignment was to be a part of the armed forces so that we could have freedom, this freedom that we enjoy. Regardless if you agree or disagree with those that enlist in the armed forces, they did it, and it was their choice, and they made the decision knowing what price they may have to pay. Those that are on the streets every day as a part of our police force, as a part of our sheriff's department. They've done it willingly every day, knowing that they're saying yes to the possibility that it may cost me my life. But there was something on the inside that was burning, that was fueling them strong enough to even say, even in that, those that fight fires are firefighters. They can go into a fire and it may cost them their lives. And I'm using these individuals that everybody can relate with, because wherever you are, there's a firefighter. Wherever you are, there's someone that protects and serves as it relates to the law. Wherever you are. So we can all relate to these various levels. But we can talk about entertainers that, you know, will do the stunts because it's risky and all that, but they do it because they are so fueled and fired up around that assignment. That may not be your assignment, but for each of us, it's a different assignment. And so this journey that we're on always comes back to purpose. It always comes back to purpose. What is your purpose? Your assignment could very well be to be the best mom on the planet. It doesn't matter. I'm not saying it has to be something great. I'm not saying it has to be something that you go in every day and it's costing you your life, but I know a mom, if her child is threatened, she will morph into the superpower that she didn't know she had. Why? To protect her vision, to protect the baby. I mean, so we can go on and on, and I trust that you have gotten what Coach Adams is saying and the connecting point that I'm making today. And what I want to leave you with is this assessment of, because we have to constantly be assessing on our journey, this assessment of, have you made that connection with your, not someone else's, because it's different for everybody, because each of us was created for a different purpose, a different reason. But have you found that which you are willing to sacrifice everything for? Whatever that vision is, whatever those goals are, whatever that looks like for you, will you press through all of the stuff to fulfill it, to do it? And I want you to know that when you do, you will make that connection. There will be such a synergy because you are fulfilling your assignment, your purpose. And so for those that are searching that out, go on a journey of discovery. Determine, what am I gifted at? What do I do that I enjoy, that I get paid for and not get paid for? Easy assessment. We can determine that without trying to squeeze a title into it. Some of us, we kind of fall into our purpose. Others would tell us, wow, you're so good at this. I remember before I made the connection with speaker, and I had no desire to speak, people would compliment and say that I was a good speaker. And figuratively speaking, now living that out, it's costing me something to do what I do. There's been great attack behind the decision to say yes, but the foot on the other side is beyond what I could have imagined. And there's something that's in you that is the same thing. You may not have a title for it. Maybe you have a title for it. I want to encourage you, don't quit. Continue to fight and kick. Know that that is your one pearl of great price. And the value of that thing is priceless. Don't give up on it. If you haven't found it, fight to find it. If you've connected with it, don't give up on it. Although the vision may tarry, be patient. It will come if you don't faint, if you don't quit. So I just want to exhort you and encourage you to stay on the journey. The journey is a process. As long as we have life in our bodies, breath in our bodies, as long as we are in that dash between our birth date, our sunrise, as one would say, and our sunset, our day of transitioning, we still have time. So it doesn't matter where you are on the journey, you still have time. And I want to encourage you, fight for it. Don't give up. Don't quit. Continue to kick and to persist. As we prepare to transition and close out today's installment of Motivational Mondays, I want to share a few things with you. One, I want you to know how much I appreciate you tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. I want you to stay connected with me, as I said earlier. If you are not already a part of my network, please visit CoachAdams.com to add yourself. And if you've gotten anything from today's broadcast or any broadcast that you've listened in on, by all means, share with others. Let others know to tune in. Help us to expand our reach. I want you to know and be reminded that Coach Adams has a full circle of empowerment, and I have a great opportunity for you that's coming up. July 23rd, we'll be hosting our next live empowerment workshop, Four Hours of Power with Coach Adams. Wow, what a dynamic time of shaping up. It is 4 hours of power. That is a time of vision training, strategic planning, and coaching empowerment. On Motivational Mondays, you get nuggets here and there, but in 4 hours of power, you're getting a very specific time for vision training, strategic planning, and coaching empowerment in a live environment with other like-minded individuals. So receive empowering tools to win in your life on your journey and become more equipped to reach your goals personally and professionally. Advanced tickets are available currently at ticketriver.com/Coach Adams, ticketriver.com/Coach Adams, or you may call 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. For this Memorial weekend, we're doing buy two, get one free, buy two, get one free. We're saying the power, there's great power in three, and you can give the gift of empowerment, so you can take advantage of that. This promotion ends on tomorrow. So you want to move and act now? Sponsorship opportunities are available as well. And we want you to know that you can, again, call 310-289-2101. Next week, we're going to take another look as we continue our journey in our Shape Up series. I want you to know that each week we intentionally bring forth empowerment that we feel will really support you on your journey. And next week will not be an exception. We have a great lineup for the month of June. We have Health is Wellness coming up in June. I'm excited about that. And we also have a powerful midwife, a very dear sister friend of mine, that will be joining us. And we'll be talking about a special project, STEM the Movement. So continue to tune in to Motivational Mondays here on Inspired Media for you. Continue to get your dose of motivation and inspiration to jumpstart your week. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. One who inspires, be reminded that I coach and you win. Thank you so much for tuning in.